Hello, my name is Damon Levy, and I wanted to share some very important pointers and strategies for the successful recruitment of drivers. These are time-tested strategies that, if implemented properly, can have a dramatic impact on your recruitment efforts. Understand the recruitment of drivers is and always has been challenging, even more now than ever. However, there are some things you can do that will help to increase the odds of successful hiring, not only with our service, but other recruitment methods you might use as well. It is important to know that even the smallest adjustment to some of the strategies I'm about to discuss could have a negative impact on your hiring efforts. I encourage you to take some notes or come back and listen to this audio as many times as you like. Now, I'm breaking up this audio into four short sections. Section one is about calling applicants that apply to your openings and talking to them. Section two is about calling applicants that you cannot reach. Section 3 is about recruiting drivers using outbound databases. Section 4 is about making sure drivers actually start work after you hire them. Section 1, calling live applicants that apply to your openings. When a driver applies to your openings, it is important you get back to them pretty quickly. The longer it takes, the more your chances dwindle of actually securing that hire. Once you connect with a driver, there's some very important strategies you must implement to make the most out of the call with the driver. The old saying, it's not what you say, but how you say it, rings true here. Know this, if a driver's looking, he or she is going to work for someone. Might as well be you. Also, remember this important point. Don't judge a book by its cover. Meaning if the applicant doesn't appear to have all the criteria you're requiring on paper, you must still call and screen them regardless. In many cases, the call can yield additional information that could qualify the individual, or in some cases, they can send you a referral. Now, when you make the call and you connect with the applicant, here are some time-tested strategies for making the most of the call. Hi, John. I received your application regarding our driving opportunity. Thanks for sending it in. Don't ask if this is a good time to talk ever. Number two, now John, tell me this. What are you looking for in a driving opportunity that you currently don't have or didn't have? Take some notes. Number three, listen to what they say and reply with. Now John, if I could offer you, repeat what they say back to them. Would you be interested in learning more about what we do? Wait for reply. If no, thank them for the time and move on. If yes, you say, great. I think we have an opportunity you might be very interested in hearing more about that can also give you some of these things you're looking for. Now, John, tell me this. What would you say some of your greatest accomplishments are as a driver? Take notes and listen. When done, reply with, wow, it sounds like you've done some outstanding work. John, you are someone I'd love to meet. I can show you more about what we do, and you never know, there might be a great fit with our opportunity and your needs. Now, I have time tomorrow at mentioned time. What would be a good time for you to come in and talk with me? Notice I lock in a time. Once you lock in a time, you say, great, I will block out that time slot, and I look forward to meeting you. Now, if anything changes or comes up, please call me direct. Here is my number. I look forward to meeting with you. Notice no talk of money. If money comes up in the conversation, you say, John, in order for you to make a move, what type of money would you need to see yourself earning? Wait for reply and say, great, I think we're in the ballpark. Section two, calling applicants that you cannot reach. This is by far the biggest challenge you will run into in your recruitment efforts. There's some things you can do to increase your odds for getting a return call. You must leave several messages and several text follow-ups and send several email follow-ups. That being said, the information that goes into these messages is critical for success. One, when you leave a message, remember this. You will not get a call back unless you give them a reason to. For example, a bad message looks like this. Hi, John. Received your application for a driving opportunity. Please call when you can. My number is. A good message looks like this. Hi, John. My name is Damon, and I'm with XYZ Trucking. I received your inquiry regarding our driver openings. Thanks so much for applying. Now, we have a really exciting opportunity that could drastically increase the quality of life for you and your family. I'd love to talk with you as soon as possible. Now, I have a couple of interviews I'm doing today, but I'm going to give you my direct number, and I'll be sure to stop what I'm doing to take your call today. My direct number is, leave your number. I look forward to hearing from you. What did you notice here? I gave him a reason to call me back. You do similar tactics with email and text. Now, there are many variations of how to do this, but at the end of the day, if you don't give the driver a reason to call you, they won't. Section 3, recruiting drivers using outbound databases. When utilizing outbound databases for recruiting drivers, you need to be ready to hit some numbers and big numbers. The strategies mentioned when calling applicants that apply to your openings are virtually similar to what you do when calling outbound databases. Traditionally, outbound databases are drivers that either are or were looking for something at some point. Your job is to aggressively call until you reach someone. When you reach someone, you take the following approach. Number one, hi John, my name is Damon. The reason why I'm calling is to simply see if you might be in the market for a driving opportunity at this time. Simple yes or no. If no, ask them if they know someone that might be. Otherwise, thank them for their time and move on to the next call. Number two, if they say yes, they might be interested, you move into exactly the same strategies discussed earlier when they apply to your openings. The applicant at this point has interest in exploring what you might have. You need to give them a reason to continue with you. Also, be sure to follow up with text or email when done with the conversation. Section 4, making sure drivers actually start work after you hire them. Truthfully, the reason why you get all the way to the 11th hour sometimes with the applicants and they don't start work, in most cases, boils down to one thing and only one thing. Remember earlier I mentioned about giving a driver a reason to call you back? Well, the same goes here. They still need the same reason to show up. If you get all the way through the onboarding process with the driver and they don't start, it's because somewhere along the way you stop giving them a reason to continue on. The selling process doesn't stop with applicants after you manage to get them in for the interview. You have to continue to keep them excited and engaged until they start work. This is the number one reason why you run into no-shows on the first day of work. Now, these are some basic time-tested rules I just shared, and of course, to every rule, there are some exceptions. But for the most part, these time-tested strategies can and will make a major difference in all your recruitment efforts. I appreciate you taking the time to listen today.